Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
I call this conditioning buyers. When I'm working with buyers and they're getting frustrated, I have found that I start to condition them because we have to be more aggressive when there's very little inventory like this. Okay, so when there's less inventory, we need to very clearly convey to our clients, this isn't the low inventory you've been hearing about for the last 7 years. This is out of control, ridiculous, stupid, low inventory. So if you want a property, you know, we're going to have to hustle like crazy to get in to see it quickly and get our offer accepted amongst many other offers right now, right? So here's the way we have to adjust our strategy to find you that house right now is what you're going to do is you are going to start draw every listing that comes up in a listing e-alert. If they have interest in it, they have to go drive by it first. And if they don't like the neighborhood, this local schools, the shopping, the streets, the cars, and all the driveways, we'll cancel the showing that we set up later that night. Because we have to aggressively get them to start knowing each neighborhood. Does that make sense? Because we're going to condition them. They're going to start knowing what they can get for each house, at least from the outside. They're going to get educated quickly and they're going to get tired out. The ones that they do like from the outside, we're going to go into. Because believe it or not, keeping a buyer conditioned, in other words, keeping them busy, not letting them get out of shape, is the key to keeping their spirits up. Believe it or not, that won't wear them out. That won't get them tired. That'll actually get them to do the due diligence to actually maybe wear out enough to put in an offer and realize they've done enough work to actually find and make a decision and pull the trigger on one. But it keeps them in shape. It keeps them conditioned. So when we condition buyers, we're actually having them go out and preview neighborhoods because typically we always want to buy with location, location, location first of mind. So if we let them get out there and we let them see the neighborhood and start to see it, they're going to start really falling in love with different neighborhoods that they didn't know as much about as they thought they did when they start going through them. So that'll let you juggle a lot more buyers as buyer's agents at once that way as well too, because they're not going to want to go through as many properties. They're going to be able to cancel a lot of showings because they already don't like it from the outside or they don't like the neighborhood already. So it enables you to juggle a lot more clients because of it. And that's what we call conditioning buyers. So start to train them in low inventory markets like this one to drive the neighborhoods first. Check them out. Look at location first. It's the most important thing. Should weed a lot, it'll help them learn the town, learn the city, wherever you live. Learn the options. Because then when one comes up in that area or the surrounding area that they love, they have a lot to compare it to and they have a lot of knowledge about the area. They'll jump on it much more aggressively and actually get the home they want when they want.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.